the broadcast with Amanda Shandy and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is season six, episode 23. It's the night before Christmas / our last holiday episode of our last episode of 2021. It's number 248. Did I say my name is Colleen? I did, right?
You yes. Did.
Okay.
You did.
It's been
I'm
a very
the ghost
busy
of Christmas present. Did I say that already?
Yeah, right.
It's the dawn before the day of Christmas.
And just like that.
Just like that. We are off and running on our Christmas episode.
Oh my goodness. Do you guys do your Christmas cards yet?
I am halfway through addressing them.
Nice.
This one obviously is not addressed, but there's a stack on the floor that is.
No, but you picked that one up so you wouldn't accidentally dox somebody to us.
Yeah, right. I actually wrote mine yesterday as we were watching Reservation Dogs because I had already seen it. So I was like, I can half pay attention. So if you do get, you know, the people that I send Christmas cards to, first of all, I had to cut down the list because I'm feeling very overwhelmed. Second of all, those who still get one, I'm sorry if it's an impersonal message. I was half paying attention. That's all I can do this year.
You Third should be all, that you weren't like doing a Reservoir Dog type message, like, you know, Merry Christmas and I'm going to fucking kill you and shoot your fucking cat and blah, 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 or whatever. I don't know. I haven't seen that movie since seventh grade, but I know there's a lot of F-bombs.
I never have seen it. Just the Reservation Dogs.
Reservation. Different show.
Oh, it's different a TV show. Oh, that's Reservoir Dogs.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that joke definitely
Hence the
does.
The pun on Reservation Dogs.
Oh.
It's about kids on a reservation.
Yes. And I'm sure there are a lot of like call outs to Reservoir Dogs that I don't get because I've never seen it.
Yeah,
but thirdly, on the Christmas thing, if you usually get a gift from me, this year you're not going to. Because I just can't handle it. I don't know when things got so overwhelming, but I was just like, I think I just need to not do Christmas so hard this year.
Yeah.
That's fair.
So, sorry in advance. That applies to both of
it's
you.
That's okay.
That's fine. I actually have your guys' gifts settled. I probably won't get them in the mail before Christmas, but I bought you guys things.
Yeah. Remember, I gave you guys your Christmas presents in like June, and Amanda actually technically just got hers like 2 weeks ago. The Rocks glasses.
I like that.
Oh, that was supposed to be a Christmas present? I
just thought it was a, hey, we have these great glasses present.
I can't remember. It was an everything present?
You know what?
It was yay, you can drink again
get a
present.
Lovely broadcast Rocks glass.
What I almost did for you guys for Christmas was put the Halloween logo on a mug and send it to you guys and be like, happy early Halloween / Merry Christmas.
Oh, that would have been brilliant.
I thought that would have been really funny.
I would have loved that.
Still May.
Yeah.
Save it for next year. I won't remember we had this conversation.
Same.
Very true.
Same. And maybe next year I'll get you something.
It is quite all right.
This year, I don't know what it is.
Don't worry.
No, it's fine. I still have like a very long list of Christmas shopping to do. Supply chains be damned. I don't know if I'm going to do it in time, but you know what? It's going to be a Christmas miracle.
The Christmas presents in general, like the kids' toys and stuff, we started in November because we were worried about that. But honestly, everything is restocked and like on the shelves again and like whatever. So, you know, that... what's that tax we talked about last episode that I ended up cutting the whole thing out? It was like the tax.
A little more context for that.
So if so,
like sales tax? Fuck sales tax.
No, it was a tax where the if the stuff was on the docks for more than 30 days, they got taxed money every additional day, and all the companies, because they were trying to drive up prices, waited until day like 29, and then magically the supply chain started like clearing up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Which we talked about it. We Googled the name of it. I'm pretty sure I ended up cutting it out for time. Oh, well.
Yeah, it's fine.
Fun surprise. Well, Shandy, I guess we'll talk about this tomorrow, about you and your trip. We'll save that for when the people are here. Yeah, so we've got a busy 2 days of recording. We just about finished decorating my house. finally. But before we start, I had a story that I wanted to tell, and I thought that maybe I should wait till tomorrow to have a group reaction to it. Okay. But I'm also afraid that I might forget how to tell it, and I might not, like...
Well, how the...
So I was going to practice it on you now.
And you can always potentially edit it out.
You tell me if I could retell it tomorrow, if it's worth it. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So we did... we had a very long, busy day today. We did errands. We cleaned up everything. It was one of those days where just... We didn't sit down from, like, start to finish. And ended up going to do Santa at the mall. And, of course, this is not part of the story, but we had done the reservation thing and they were like, it's a $20 deposit to hold your spot in line. So I was like, well, that sucks, but I guess mall Santas have gotten whatever. So did that yesterday. And then when we went to check out today, they were like, it'll be blah, blah, blah dollars because you had to pay for your digital images because you weren't allowed to have your camera. It was a complete fucking ripoff, but I had never done a mall Santa before and it was just easier. So, and we were there. So anyway. So then they charged us, and then after they did, Jay was like, wasn't the deposit yesterday supposed to go to, like, this $30 for, like, the downloads and the pictures or whatever? And they were like, Yeah, it turns out we were supposed to go, we waited in line for, like, 35 minutes. We were supposed to go to the fast track and just go in and, like, you know, like at Disney, just cut the next person in line. I did not know this, so we just waited in line. So anyway, they couldn't refund it, so they let us pick out a picture frame, which was $20, like this comparable. It lights up, like there's Christmas lights that flash, and it's obscene and ridiculous, and it's everything that I love, and I'm super excited. And I was like, well, at the end of the day, it kind of worked out well, because I, $20, love this. $20. Anyway, so after that, we were all starving, and we were like, I was like, well, let's go to the hibachi place, and we're not going to sit down at the hibachi table. We're going to, we'll just go to, like, the sit-down part, and we can get sushi, and then the kids can just order the hibachi, and they bring it to the table, and we won't have to do, like, the hour-long blah, blah, blah. So we get there, and we find out that that part is closed because they're short-staffed, so we have to sit there, and we try to, like, go to a different place, but by now, the kids have been inside the restaurant, and they're like, no! Christmas is ruined and we don't eat hibachi now. So we're like, fine. Anyway, by the time it was so slow, by the time we got our food and we hadn't, because we've been out and about all day, that like we hadn't eaten since lunchtime. It had been like 7 hours. Everybody's starving. And Zachary eats the entire plate of food. And aww. Alex makes a pretty sizable dent in his, which is something that he never really does. So, we go to pay at the end, and Jay's like, I have to go to the bathroom. Does anybody have to go potty? And they both are like, oh, me. So I'm like, all right, I'll wait behind and get the check. When the check comes, I'll sign for it, and then I'll meet you guys. So it's been like 2 or 3 minutes later, the check comes, I sign for it. And I'm like, oh, all right, let me just go meet them. I wait outside. I hear talking. Another like 3 or 4 minutes goes by, and I'm like, what the fuck is taking them so long? So then this man comes out of the bathroom. He had to have been like 25, 26, 27, and he's chuckling. And I go to him, I'm like, there's a man and two kids in there, right? And he goes, oh yes. And I was like, oh yes. I was like, is it like a comedy show in there? And he goes, oh yes. I left. I got a few chuckles in. So I'm like, oh, great. Clearly this means somebody's pooped, right? So, it's another like 2 or 3 or 4 minutes. So they've been in the bathroom for close to 15 minutes at this point. I poke my head in and Jay's like, get out of here. And I was like, I'm not coming in. I just want to know, is everybody like alive? What's going on in here? So Alex sees me, runs out, and he goes, Mommy, I had a poop, a huge poop. I was like, oh, okay, thinking art mystery solved. Because remember that story of Alex and Wegmans? We're in line at Wegmans to get coffee, and Jay and Zach are paying, and Alex in the middle line, it's two grown-up men, you know, our age, 40s, 50s ahead of me. And Zachary, Alex just goes like, loudly, "Mommy, I have to go poop right now." And like, you know, they start laughing. So I'm thinking it's a situation like that, right? Like, and Alex is just, because he likes to describe his poop, he's like, "It was a big one." Like, oh my God. But nope, that wasn't it. That was only part of what made the man chuckle. I tell Jay, I'm like, "This guy, you know, was laughing at you." He's like, "Oh, I'm sure he was." Zachary's like, "Mommy, I had diarrhea." I was like, "Oh, okay." And then Jay looks to me, he's like, "Yeah, that's not the best part. The best part is..." Zachary calls out the stall and he goes, "Dad, I have diarrhea. It looks like threw up in here."
Oh no.
And then Zachary goes, he's like, "Well, what? It did look like I threw up in there."
I can picture it.
So every...
It does paint a picture.
So every man that was in that bathroom got frat boy comedy show courtesy of my family. So anyway, that's why I wanted to tell that story while it was still fresh.
While it was still fresh. Good choice of words.
Merry Christmas, movies. Hey! Speaking of... holiday.
See, I don't remember there being like a big poop scene in Holiday. I don't remember much about Holiday.
So the whole scene,
someone get a finger cut off or something.
Yes, he did. But no, the scene that we keep talking about is,
oh, that's right.
Now he loses a digit, but he doesn't lose. He loses a digit on 4th of July because the firework like blows it off or something.
Right, I remember that.
Spoiler alert. No, it's
But they keep it and reattach it.
And reattach it. Yeah.
Which is what they should have done with Franz when he was a child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. On Halloween, she gets accidentally X-laxed and doesn't...
Oh, that's right!
Doesn't make it back in time. And it's so really funny.
That was an excellent transition. I just had kind of forgotten. That was one of the first holiday movies that I watched.
It was such a long time ago.
Like, blur. Yeah.
excuse me. Yeah, on that note, do we want to get into this holiday movie talk since we've got, you know, quite a bit to talk about?
I think we
watched the majority of the movies we all watch the same, and then we each kind of watch some ones on our own.
Yes.
We could really quickly finish Holiday if you want and then move into, I don't know. I thought it was really funny. I laughed a lot.
Yeah, no, I thought it was funny too, and I'm realizing I meant to post that list in our outline, and I'm going to do that now.
Ah, yes, because I was going
to remind us which ones we watched.
We go in that order because I think you, the way you just laid it out, like we should just
talk
about them in that order. I think that's
okay.
Great.
Sounds good.
I mean, I watched it last year, so that was basically it for me.
Okay, so I mean,
it didn't really stick with me, which I suppose is probably my critique of the movie that it. I remember, like, kind of liking it, but feeling kind of like, meh.
Really? Okay, no.
There's a bit of it that feels a little, like, just unmemorable.
Really? Oh, no, I loved it. But we were, like, into it. It was one of the first ones we watched, so it was, like, we were fresh on it. I was looking for, like, something, like, fun, comedy, blah, blah, blah. No, I super recommend it. I really enjoyed it. I think I'm going to watch it next year. The only movie that I wanted to rewatch this year that I didn't get a chance to was that Groundhog Day one that we watched last year. But, you know, there's still plenty of time. It is only December 12th as we're recording this. One with,
I don't think I actually watched that one. I remember us talking about it, but I don't think I had
watched it. It's the one with Zach Morris in it.
Right. I didn't actually watch that one.
Yeah.
I still haven't watched that one.
and you all didn't. So I think maybe it is a holiday is a movie best enjoyed in a group.
Yes.
Or just with someone else. That, like, I think watching it by myself maybe was not as enjoyable an experience. Like, maybe I would have enjoyed it more if I had watched it with someone else. If we had all watched it and, like, been able to really talk about it when it was fresh in my mind, that maybe I would have.
It's definitely a lot of the poop. Yeah, because it's one of those, like, raunchy, like, kind of comedies like that. It's definitely one of those ones where you want to, like, laugh about it with somebody else. Like, it makes it better. And it was one of the only ones we watched that Jay liked. Jay was down on a lot of them this year. Yeah.
Well, I think that's, like, maybe for me, too, it was maybe a little bit of a factor. Like, it was one of the early ones that I watched, and I hadn't yet gone to the, like, full-on trash princess castle, you know.
Yeah.
Like that whole thing. So it was good, you know, also in comparison to, like, some of the other ones that I watched.
Mm, yeah. I don't know. It gets 2 thumbs up for me. I thought it was fun. That's my review of it. The end.
Yeah. I would give, like, it another predictable.
Chance. Oh yeah.
Predictable, but I mean, as are they all.
Yes.
But I enjoyed seeing all the different holidays.
Yes.
And holidays.
I did think that was clever. You don't often see that, like, a movie that takes you through all the holidays.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't just Christmas. So yeah. I did kind of think that was a unique take on the genre.
Yeah.
Yes,
and
yes.
The cast was awesome, in my opinion. I really liked the cast. Kristen Chenoweth playing the part that would generally be a Jennifer Coolidge part, which we can get to later, was pretty good casting, too.
Yes.
Yeah. She plays the, you know, the promiscuous, wacky aunt.
The cougar.
The cougar.
Yes.
Who ends up with the really hot one at the end anyway. Spoiler alert. I won't say which
hot
one. That
was a fun little, like, sub... subplot. I'd forgotten about
that. Yeah.
See, I forgot this whole movie.
Unconventional.
Emma Roberts is in it. That's the only thing I remember.
And she's good. She's, like, good at that comedy. Yeah.
She was very good.
Yeah.
She carried the movie well.
Yeah. All right, what is up next? Princess Switch?
No one's having more fun than Vanessa Hudgens at Christmas time.
Dude, seriously. You know what? I wish that I could just, you know, work making a couple Christmas movies a year and then, like, you know, go to Bonnaroo and then make some Christmas movies.
Yep.
Call it a
life. Do some movie musicals and, call it a year.
Yeah.
Call it a year. So I watched all 3 back-to-back-to-back since I was the one who hadn't watched of them last year. That's, I think, when this whole thing started, when it was like, yeah, Holiday was super great when you then watch 3 Princess Switches.
All in a row.
But they were fun, and I do think that the third one was really fun. In a way that maybe the second one was fun. I think the first one's the first one. And the first one's always going to be, like, better. And the second one was kind of, like, funny because there were 3, but then, like, meh.
But her accent was so terrible.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. The third one is, like, was there even a plot? Like,
no.
What was happening in that movie?
Not really. It was just a lot of fun.
It was fun. I couldn't follow it along at all. I thought that dude was her. Like, first I was like, is that her brother?
Right, it's like, how do we know him? It wasn't really set up. Like,
like, is that her cousin or brother, her ex lover, which who it ended up being? But, like, still, even then, I just was like, who are we talking about here?
Why can't we get the police involved? Why do we have to be cat burglars?
Yes, like,
who knows? Who's to say, really?
Yes,
I feel like Netflix was like, Sure, Vanessa. If you can find the money to make this movie, we'll take it. We'll take it.
Right?
You want to make another one? Sure. We'll put up half the money. You can find the rest. You can make as many of these as you want.
Yeah. If we're not getting a new Christmas Prince this year, then we need Vanessa. Save us. Right. All the...
Yes.
But there was, you know, as we talked about, a lot of these movies had Aldovia references in them.
Mm. Yes.
A lot of them, actually.
Enjoy. I really enjoyed that.
I really enjoyed the cross-pollination between, like, all the Netflix Christmas movies, how they all live in the same universe.
Yeah. Even the ones that have the same actress. Because Night Before Christmas stars Vanessa Hudgens and has an Aldovia reference in it.
It's like their own little, like, MCU.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine a world?
They're all building up to, you know. the end of the cycle.
Phase one, phase two.
Phase one.
You imagine like a Night Before Christmas crossover with Princess Swap, Princess Switch, whatever it's called.
That's going to be the fourth movie.
It's going to be the fourth one. Swap. So that way she doesn't have to play. I'm here for that. She doesn't have to play another version of herself in that movie. She can play an already established character that's just going to.
Hence why they're going to call it the Princess Swap, because they're just going to be swapping characters from the two franchises.
Yes. Ah, there you go.
Vanessa, are you listening? I did that for you.
The You're night welcome. Before swapping Christmas.
Oh, love God. It.
So, a night to Princess Swap.
night to Princess Swap. To Rook 3, to 4.
Right. Oh, so here's a question, because I have not watched the Eldovia movies. Who is that character that appears in The Princess?
She's a journalist.
Again, romancing the stone or whatever.
Oh, wait, say that again. Oh, so that in the character? Last
Princess Switch movie.
He's from Eldovia. Yeah, I can't remember. I was going to Google it for a second, and then I was like, eh.
Because he's crazy creepy. So I was like, I hope he's not like the main prince in that movie, because I'm like, I don't feel like I need to watch those because he's very creepy.
No, he was not. I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, I completely forget as well.
Yeah.
If he was the prince. The
I think I Christmas did look prince, it up.
Not interested.
No, you should watch the Christmas Prince movies next year.
Okay.
Because I would rewatch them. They're really, like, they're so dumb. They're so fun. Because the characters are just fun. Like, I don't know. You know, it's like...
They're good. They're good.
Yeah.
I don't know. But if there's no Vanessa Hudgens in it, I mean, if she's not playing at least three characters, I mean, is it really worth my time?
You know, you're just going to have to find out. Yeah. Fair. Fair. Weigh the pros and cons.
I was surprised. I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. I was actually legitimately disappointed that we did not get a Christmas Prince 4 this year. I was sad. I'm still sad. But think about how awesome next year is going to be if we potentially get, you know, Switched 4, Prince 4, and the Lindsay Lohan movie. Like, we might just... Oh, right.
That is going to be next year.
Yeah. Call it a day. Like, just...
Yeah.
What's the point? We might just actually just watch the Lohan movie and do an entire episode based on that.
We're going to do two Christmas podcasts next year, because one's just going to be just the Lindsay Lohan movie.
I am really excited for that, because it's going to be, I don't even know, jury's out. But yeah, so sum up Princess Switch. I can't say thumbs up, I can't say thumbs down. I'll give it like a thumbs middle.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's part of the canon of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was. I think it was just a wonderful, no one had more fun than Vanessa Hudgens.
Exactly. And you know what?
Not us watching it. Like, she had the most fun out of everyone involved.
Yes. Which I feel like frequently she is the one having the most fun in any, you know, party or room. So, you know,
good on her.
Good on her.
Good for her.
I think she's playing the game of life right.
You know, I'm jealous. We could all learn something from Vanessa Hudgens.
I think so, too.
Yeah. I mean, one day we could all learn each other's accents and confuse people and pretend, be like, guess who is who? And everyone know who I am, because I won't be able to do anybody's accent.
Good day, mate. Welcome to the broadcast.
Oh, that's going to be a great blooper. All right, yeah. So, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say.
All right.
It's like no more and no less than what I expected.
Yes. Yeah. For sure.
Yes. Yes. I was hoping it would be a little bit better than the second one, but... And I guess it was, sort of.
I thought it was more fun than the second one.
It was more fun. I thought it was
more fun.
Heist movies are always fun, though, right?
Yeah. Anytime someone is dressed in all black and climbing over beams of light, I'm here for it.
That's true. I mean, you know, what's it called? Ocean's 11 turned 20 this year, which also kind of made me feel old that movie is... 20 years
Whoa.
Old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Apparently, we will have been out of high school for 20 years. Let mm-hmm. that sink in. Yeah. Gross, right?
Mm hmm. Anyway.
On that great note.
On that great note, A Castle for Christmas.
Loved it.
Yeah. Sleeper movie. Had no idea I was going to love it so much. It was adorable.
This was one of the only ones we watched that Jay really liked. I think he liked it more than me. I liked it, but I was doing something else at the same time. So I did kind of miss some things, but overall, I thought it was pretty enjoyable. And, you know, Cara Yules, I love him, obviously. So
yes. Yeah. I wanted more Princess Bride references.
Yes.
I mean, there was a castle. I mean, he was like a groundskeeper. He showed up on a horse, mm-hmm. and she didn't jump out of the balcony and, like, fall into his arms. There were so many missed opportunities on that front.
The supporting characters were great. Like, everybody that was at the inn, they were knitting their knitting circle.
Yes. The knitting circle was
great. The knitting circle was, like, my favorite. I loved every single one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. And Brooke Shields.
Yeah.
She's the best.
Yeah. And I just really liked that they were, like, in their late 50s. First of all, they are contemporaries. She is younger than him, but only by a couple of years.
Okay.
I appreciated that. Mm-hmm. That it wasn't like a 30-year-old with a 60-year-old.
Yes.
Right.
And even just the idea of like finding love at like a later phase in life is not something that we really see a lot on TV.
Yeah.
Particularly in like that sort of cheesy Christmas genre where it's just all
supposed to be like young, hot. Like.
Yeah. It's all very glossy and pretty. And
yeah. I really liked that.
And it was nice to kind of see that fantasy story on a different type of character.
Yeah.
And it was just a good story. Like it was a story that like made sense and it like had some attention to detail. Like a real writer wrote this movie.
I will say though, can we say like huge spoilers?
Sure. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
The one thing that I found interesting was at the end when she's like, yeah, and you like you can stay here. Like I've decided, you know, that you can stay here. Like I'm getting the castle and you can stay here. And it brought in these really interesting power dynamics and he like freaked out. And it was like, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
But then like it kind of got glossed over. Like there was like I wasn't sure like how they actually resolved that. Like so what's gonna be the situation?
Right.
And that's like, okay.
They're like, we need this movie to be like a tight 90 minutes. So like, we're just going to, you know, we need that, like that inciting incident and then they're going to make up and we just, you know, people don't need to know how we get from A to B.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, that's where they started to hit the points of like how these movies go.
Exactly. Yeah.
But you're supposed to forget at the end that she's actually the owner. We'll just move along.
They're just, they're partners.
Right.
No, I liked it.
On the deed.
Like I said, this was one of the only ones. Jay even at one point just kind of stopped watching some of them with me, but didn't really stop watching them. He just said he was going to. But this was one of the ones that he liked. He hated, spoiler alert, one of the ones that everybody else liked later down the list. But
Oh, I can't wait to find out what one that was.
Single All the Way.
Oh, I would be heartbroken.
It was. He did not like it at all.
What's not to like?
I'm very curious.
We can get to it when we get to it.
Okay.
Is it next?
Pin in it.
Oh, yeah. Holiday's next. We already talked about that. All right. The next one is called A Boy Called Christmas.
Which I just finished.
You just finished. Awesome.
We have 15 minutes left. Little girl is teething, so we couldn't finish the movie last night. So I used our extra starting late time to finish it.
Oh, good. That makes me feel so much better.
I needed to know how it ended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was cute.
Yeah.
Super cute. I feel like the little boy, I feel like he is CGI. Like, there was just certain shots where his eyes are so big. And like, is he real? Is he a cartoon? I can't tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. His dad is the guy from The Flight Attendant.
I was going to say, because we've been watching Treme, so that's what we recognized him from, was from Treme, and I was like, and The Flight Attendant.
Yeah, which I think I need to, you know, rewatch.
He's terrible in the movie, though. Like, the adults really suck, and that's why I had to be like, it's
except
like
for Maggie
a
Smith.
Fairy
She's great in everything.
No, Amanda's right. Maggie Smith, the best in everything. Just
everything.
Let her
she
narrate
doesn't do
all
anything
the movies.
Wrong. She's perfect. She's a world treasure.
And
that
even
was,
when
that was a wonderful,
yeah. Cool. And even like when they were like, you know, her story was kind of whatever. The kids called her out on it. They were like, "WTF? This is not how this story is going to go." No.
Yeah, super cute. I loved the mouse. I loved the town.
The mouse was awesome.
Oh, do we know?
I loved
who
the scenery.
The mouse was played by the whole time. I thought it sounded very familiar, and then I forgot to actually.
I
check
looked
the
it up.
To see
Hold
who
on.
Who that was?
It's Stephen Merchant. That's who it is.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah.
That would explain why I couldn't place who it was. I feel like Stephen Merchant is always just kind of, you're aware of him, but like.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's kind of water in that way.
Yeah.
He's kind of there.
Yeah.
Which is really, really mean way to describe Stephen Merchant. I do actually really think he's funny.
I do too. I do too. But he did a great job as the mouse. Shandy, Stephen Merchant was the producing partner of Ricky Gervais for a really long time. So he was on his podcast and he was in extras. And was he in The Office or did he just...
Oh, that I don't know.
I think like, he was in the original Office like as a cameo role, okay. If I remember correctly. It's been a very long time though since I've seen the original Office, since my apartment. So like 10 years. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, he's really funny.
He's very tall.
British actor.
Kind of goofy looking. He wears glasses. He's done like bit parts and like lots of things.
Yeah.
So it's like you've probably seen him in something.
Or, yeah.
He's kind of like a comedian's comedian. Like he just like.
Yeah, he's like the Scott Mosier to Ricky Gervais's Kevin Smith in a way. Like.
Yeah.
Which Scott Mosier also just. Did he produce A Boy Called Christmas? Wait. Scott Mosier produced one of the films that I watched this week. Oh, The Grinch. Sorry. We watched The Grinch. Yeah, we watched the Benedict Cumberbatch version of The Grinch. Also, I forgot to put that on my list.
There's a Benedict Cumberbatch version of
yeah.
The Grinch?
Yeah.
Like, not the one with Jim Carrey?
No. No, it's like a new animated one.
Why? Why do we keep making versions
it's of The Grinch? It's actually very really good. It was actually really good. So I thought it was going to be kind of stupid, so I wasn't paying attention. Like, the boy, Jay put it on for movie night on Friday, and I kind of wasn't, I was like, fiddling on my phone, because we do pizza and a movie on Fridays. I was, like, fiddling on my phone and not paying attention, and at one point I was like, oh, I'm kind of into this. yeah, so A, Cumberbatch's accent is like so much better than like you know the first couple Doctor Stranges that he's Doctor Strange appearances. It actually sounds American, which is like great. And yeah, like so they give backstory to the Grinch, to Cindy Lou Who, and the kids, and like there's this whole story going on like leading up to. You know, before he gets to like Christmas Eve night and like leading up to it, yeah, it's actually got some I don't want to say some heart to it, but it's got some like story to it that isn't like super whatever. So, I mean, yeah, I had totally forgotten we'd watch that, but yeah, that's I don't know. Check it out if you're looking for something for the family. It's family friendly. Cindy Lou Who is more than two though. She is older than two. So don't let that, like, don't go in there and be like, huh?
Don't let that confuse you.
Yeah, don't let that confuse you. She can, you know, her vocabulary in the book, which is clearly more than two, matches her age, which is older than two in this movie. But, yeah, sorry to interject.
Yes. So Boy Called Christmas.
Boy Called very Christmas. Cute. Very cute.
A very beautiful movie. Like, beautifully, yes. Like, the visuals are really, really stunning. I liked the sort of backstory of Santa and...
Yeah, which is funny.
Yeah.
Neither of the boys wanted to watch it. And I was like, I don't care. We're putting it on. And yeah, when it first started, his name was, they were like, this boy Nicholas. And Zachary's like, jolly old St. Nicholas, he's Santa Claus. And I was like, shh. So the boys did get into it. They wanted to see what happened at the end. Jay was kind of like, not another Christmas movie, because this was one of the last ones that we watched. I don't want to watch more. These all have been terrible, blah, blah, blah. And yesterday, he had to run out to the store, and we were going to finish it, and he ended up like putting his socks and shoes, bag and jacket on, sitting on the couch, and then didn't leave until right before the credits. So like he was like, all right, this one's not that bad. Yeah, it was cute. I don't know, like Kristen Wiig was annoying, as she tends to always be in a lot of these movies, because her shtick is just sometimes it's just not, I don't know.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
But yeah, in general, I would give it a 3 out of 5.
I would agree.
All right, what do we have next on here? Home for Christmas. So I watched both seasons. Shandy, have you seen both seasons?
Yeah, I watched both seasons last year, and I was going to say A Boy Called Christmas made me want to go to Norway or
Finland is a boy okay. who called Christmas. Norway is
okay.
Home for Christmas.
I was going to say, and then that's a nice segue into Home for Christmas, but apparently not the same country.
I have not finished the first season. I got through the episode with the office party.
Okay.
And then a little bit, I think, of the next episode where they're like Christmas tree shopping and the ex shows up.
Oh, okay. Yep.
That's where I left off.
Okay.
It's like, it's very hard to watch because, and we kind of talked about this last time. It's like, I don't watch it. I just watch it with the subtitles and like they speak very quickly. So it's like you're just constantly reading.
Right.
And you can't do, you literally can't do anything else when you're watching this show.
Yeah. And I did the overdub because that's what showed up for me. And it doesn't bother me because I do closed captioning anyway. So I'm used to not staring at people's mouths. So I bet you I also had a different viewing experience than you guys did because the like actors' voices and all that like were totally different.
Oh, yeah. No, I. Yeah. Oh, because you watched it dubbed.
Right.
I can't do dubbing.
Yeah.
I liked it. I like it though. I will finish it. This is one that like I genuinely enjoyed, and it wasn't like watching it so we could talk about it. Like I will try and find time to continue to watch it because I do find it really really interesting.
Yeah.
No, it's good. And I will say, right before we recorded today, I was watching one of the movies that's later on this list, and it's just really terrible. And Frank was home for most of it and was just like, this is so bad. And I was telling him about the episode and like the stuff that we're watching, and he's like, I don't know, he was just kind of baffled at like some of the things that we've been watching. I was like, no, but like it, like there, some of it you've liked too, like,
yeah.
And I mentioned Home for Christmas, he was like, oh no, that was really good. Like, see. Mm-hmm. See, there's good stuff in these Christmas movies. But then every now and then you got to just watch like a...
Well, and that's it. Like a lot of them are cheesy, and that's how they're supposed to be. And we did go through a lot of the highly recommended ones last year. Whatever. Yeah, so, you know, I was down for cheese this year. I'm going to guess
We leaned into the cheese.
We did.
And I'm here for that.
Yeah. I'm guessing you watched Holiday Calendar.
Yes.
I know.
I did not get to it.
All right. Well, you don't have to.
You don't have to.
Teething put a real dent in my
my
Christmas watching. I was planning on getting through more and was just, life got in the way.
No. That's okay. And we can talk about it more once you've seen it. But yeah, it's
so next year.
Yeah, next year. It was pretty good. I enjoy both seasons. I really liked the ending of how season two ended. I think the storyline with her parents is fascinating. It's kind of hard to keep track of all the storylines with her friends and like how they relate to her, but I like all of that as well. And her roommate is the best.
Maybe I will download this for the plane.
Yeah, or you could just wait till next year when Amanda is, maybe there'll be a season three that we can talk about.
Ooh, maybe. If we could be
that
so
would be
lucky.
Great.
If we could. All right, moving
on. I will say, though, Colleen, the one thing that you are missing out on since you're watching it dubbed is that they say absolute, like, all the time, and it's really fun.
Okay.
And so we started saying that, like, all the time.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
I just realized I skipped over Love Hard here, and I'm so sorry.
That's kind of how I feel about Love Hard, though. Like, out of all the movies I've watched, that one is the one I continually forget that I watched.
Interesting. Yeah, you know, me too, even though I liked it.
It was fine.
Yeah, I liked it too.
It was fine.
Yeah.
It was fine.
It's the one that Jay didn't watch with me, and then when he was down on some of the other ones that we had watched, he was like, I heard of this one my friend watched called with the dude from, what's he in, the Silicon Valley or something?
Silicon Valley, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, the dude from Silicon Valley. And I was like, oh, Love Hard. Sorry, I already watched that one. You told me I could watch something without you.
So, like, in that regard, it was fun. It was, like, nice to see these characters that, like, we know from other things in these very different roles than we're used to seeing them.
Yeah.
And the other one plays in Never Have I Ever.
Yeah. It was nice to see him at, like, an age-appropriate role. Because, yeah, he also plays a high school student in... he's, like, by no means a high school student. He's, like, 31. So it was, like, nice to be like, oh, right. I don't feel like a pedophile finding you attractive.
And he is.
He's very attractive. Very attractive. Yes. I liked it, though. I liked that it called out the catfishing and, like, you know, she wasn't like, okay. I don't know. I don't know. I had read a discussion online in a review of it that, you know, she should have just, like, went home or whatever. But, like, they kind of set it up that she was using him for a story. And, like, you know, she could kind of regain some of that power. And she wanted to meet the other guy, which was sort of weird. But whatever, I guess. Weird. You know,
he was hot. But they called that out, too.
Yeah, they called that out, too. And he was hot. I guess I would have wanted to meet him as well, on a purely selfish level.
Right. And how they went on 3 dates and all of a sudden they were, like, dating.
Yeah.
Like, well, 3 dates over 48 hours. And it's like, oh, I'm going to introduce you to my parents. This is getting serious. It's like,
I liked it, though. I told Jay that I didn't, like, I liked it enough to rewatch it with him if he really did want to rewatch it.
Yeah,
he was like, nah, that's okay.
Yeah, that's not a movie I feel like I need to watch again.
No, yeah, I don't think I'm going to go seek it out again. But, you know, if it was on, I wouldn't be like, ah, I'm good. Like, you know, I'd put a game on my phone and watch it.
It's certainly better than some of the other ones.
It is definitely better than some of the other ones.
That's fair.
Because I watch Hallmark movies, which I'll briefly mention at the end when we talk about things that we didn't all mutually watch. Yeah, I, you know, Love Hard. If you want something to put on that has that, like, you know, it's a little bit different from the stereotypical, but still has the exact same. Actually, no, it's stereotypical. It's the same.
Yeah.
Right down to her being a writer.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's if you're looking for something and you've got nothing else, I don't think you're going to regret those 2 hours is what I'm trying to say. You know, they are. we did rewatch Die Hard last night because Jay was like, I can't take another Christmas movie. And I was like, well, how about Die Hard? He was like, fine. Which, you know,
we're all admitting it's not a Christmas
movie. No, I was thinking about this last night. I was like, honestly, like, why can't it be a Christmas movie? Like, every genre gets its own Christmas movie, so why can't the action movie genre have this as its Christmas movie, right? Like,
yeah, it doesn't bother me that people call it a Christmas
movie.
No, like, it does happen around Christmas. Like, yeah, sure, you want to call it a Christmas movie.
Exactly. I only watch it at Christmas time. I enjoy it every time I watch it. Some years more than others, I'm like, Hans Gruber was right. But, like, you steal that money from...
For me, I mean, I've still never, like, actually seen it all the way through. I'm not necessarily planning on it.
See, I love action movies, and it's a good one.
Yeah. I can't, like, honestly say if it's a Christmas movie or not because I haven't seen it. But I will say I've always known it's an action movie, and I feel like it wasn't until, like, 5 or so years ago that this whole debate about whether it was a Christmas movie or not even, like, started. No? Yeah. It's, like, recent, right?
Maybe
that people just, like,
I feel like it's kind of come up into pop, like bubbled up into like the sort of general pop culture conversation recently.
Yeah.
I'm sure probably if you are a diehard fan, you've probably been having this conversation in your various back channels.
Exactly.
But like to the point that there's a movie this year called Love Hard.
Right.
It references that and discusses whether or not it's a Christmas movie. So
yeah.
But I would recommend, because I was in the same camp as you, Shandy, of like never really having any desire to see Die Hard. Like, I'm not an action movie person. Like, I could take them or leave them. But I did watch the movies that made us about Die Hard, like the sort of making of it. And it actually really got me interested in actually seeing the movie because it is very unique in the genre of action movies. And like, it just did a very good job of spelling out like how it is unique and like why it really is genre defying, and it sort of created its own.
Yeah.
Own genre, really.
I kind of want to watch this now.
I would very much recommend it because that's actually why I was like, oh, I actually want to go watch Die Hard now.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I would watch the movies that made us special on it. And then maybe still not watch it, but have a better appreciation for it.
Keep in mind that John McClane is supposed to be a New York cop in the 80s, and he acts like a New York cop in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, and 2010s and 20s. So, you know, just keep that in mind.
A New York cup is a New York cup is a New York cup.
I love Die Hard is all I'm going to say. And that's all I'm going to say. I love it. And I can't wait to watch it again next year.
Fair enough.
Okay, so moving on, we have Single All the Way, which is a new holiday movie, this new Christmas movie this year on Netflix. It is Netflix's first gay holiday movie. It was, I guess, in response to the, was it Happiest Season? I always call it Happiest Season on Hulu last year with Michael Urie from Ugly Betty.
Yep.
And a whole bunch of other people who I can't remember the name of.
Oh, the from Schitt's Creek.
Yeah, hold on one second. Let me pull it up.
Jocelyn.
Jocelyn from Schitt's Creek.
Oh, yes, that's right. That was fun.
Okay, so it has Michael Urie, Luke McFarlane, Philemon Chambers, Jennifer Coolidge, Kathy Najimy, Jennifer Robinson, who is Jocelyn on Schitt's Creek. And a whole bunch of people on it. The band from, you know, and I need you tonight. I fucking need you now more than ever. From Old School and all those, Wedding Singer. You know? The band from Old School, Wedding Crashers, Wedding Singer.
The band?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
It's not a band, though. It's like an individual singer, I thought.
Well, he has his own band. It's his band.
Oh, no, it's a woman. No. It's a woman. Done by a woman.
No, it's a man, and he's married to Kathy Najimy, which is why he's in this movie. That's what I was going to say.
I've only ever heard that song done by a woman.
It's yeah, the parody song.
We'll be holding on.
No, that's the Total Eclipse of the Heart, like the actual.
Right. Yeah.
No, like.
Anyway, the song for me in that movie was freaking Whitney Houston's Joy to the World, and now I feel like I need to go back and watch The Preacher's Wife. Because that song takes you to church. It is so good. It never ends. There's like 18, think it's ending, and it just goes somewhere else. It just keeps going. It is the best song. And I had forgotten all about it until this movie, and I'm so glad it brought it back into my life, because now it's just on repeat in my house. Do yourself a favor. Whitney Houston's Joy to the World.
It is a good version
that you should take away from this movie.
It is a good music. It is good. It's called the Dan Band, I believe.
So wait, you're talking about Dan Finnerty?
I guess. Yes, yes.
It's the husband of...
Yes, Kathy and Jimmy.
Kathy, yeah.
And he has this band, the Dan Band. They do the parody songs. They've been in a whole bunch. He was in Rock of Ages and Old School and The Hangover and Starsky and Hutch. And he's been in, you know, a whole bunch of those movies doing, like, the parody songs or the, you know, the versions, like the explicit versions of... these songs. And anyway, he sings that song in the very last scene. But we are getting...
Yeah, the karaoke.
Mm-hmm. We're getting... No. In the very last scene, the credit scene, where he's like spends... He's the dude that spends the whole year writing his song.
Uh-huh. Oh, right. Yes.
Huh.
Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, this was my favorite movie out of everything I watched.
So tell me why you loved it.
Everything I wanted the Happiest Season to be. This is the movie I wanted, actually, where it wasn't about the fact that these characters were gay. It was just a beautiful love story about characters that happened to be gay.
Yeah.
Like, and we lived in this magical world where homophobia and racism, like, didn't exist.
And just like Schitt's Creek.
Well, I think that
magical world.
Right. And I think that for every movie that's important to show the struggle of, like, older members of the community, the struggles that they went through and relate to, it's also just important to have movies like this that for a younger generation just shows the Schitt's Creek effect of, like, this is happening, this isn't a big deal, like,
right.
You're just a normal whatever.
That their sexuality is not the plot.
Exactly.
Right. I am on the Wikipedia page for this movie because looking up
the Dan Band
husbands and yeah. And This made me chuckle because it's kind of exactly what y'all just said. Critics praised the film's depiction of gay characters in an everyday setting, but criticized the script's usage of tropes common to the Christmas romantic comedy film genre.
And somehow critics, as they so often do, miss the point of this movie. It was supposed to be tropey and Christmassy, but you were just switching out the pretty blonde woman with the hunky
gay best friend.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
I thought it was really fun.
Yeah.
And cute. And I mean, anytime that we get Stifler's mom, I'm happy.
Yes. Jennifer Coolidge is the best. We never talked.
God. She did was
we
like talk? Out of her mind in this movie. It was such a weird character. I loved it.
Okay, so fun fact. I read an interview with Philemon Chambers, who plays Nick, the hot best friend. And he said that scene where she comes in for the first time into the house, nobody had seen her on set. Like, they deliberately kept Jennifer Coolidge away from anybody else. So that way she could have the shock effect of her coming in with the giant, like, Christmas ornaments as earrings and, like, do her dramatic thing. So, like, he's like, my reaction was actually genuine. I wasn't even acting. Like, I was just like, oh, my God, I'm in the presence of this goddess. Like,
oh, that's incredible. I love that. I love that so much.
Yeah, which I thought was hilarious. Hello, her dressed up as Glinda the Good Witch in her show Jesus H. Christ.
So good.
Amazing. Even like Blind Date Guy was awesome. Like, he was a really good dude too.
Yeah.
It was just like so enjoyable from start to finish, and the jokes were funny. And the use of music was good, and the characters were lovable, and just, it was everything I wanted. It was so, yes. It was so enjoyable. I really loved it.
So here's
would watch again.
Yes, I would watch it every year, I think. It was my jingle jangle of this year.
That's what I told Jay. That's how I got him to watch it, actually. I was like, Amanda said this is her jingle jangle. But even if you hadn't said it at that point, I knew it was your jingle jangle, so I sold it as that. So Jay didn't like this one, and this was his reasoning. A, he thought it was fucked up, just like they brought it up as a plot point in the show, he thought it was fucked up that they were pushing the two characters together, he just did not like that. He was like, he has this other person who he has chemistry with, he only had chemistry with Nick in the scene where he dressed him up with the Santa beard of the shaving cream. But before that, he was like, no, like, we haven't. He had like stolen glances or like touches or anything that like is remotely that they're interested. And he thought that the nieces and the rest of the family were just trying to push them together because they were the two gay people that they knew. And he did not like that because he thought that it was meddling in other portions of his life that were more like clear and whatever, and that there was something that we weren't seeing. Obviously, the editing wasn't showing us something that we needed to see for it not to be like them forcing the two gay people that they knew in their lives together. That was his criticism. He like as soon as they said that in the show, he was like, "That's it. I completely agree. Like, I don't like this aspect of it."
No, that's totally fair. And like, I agree with you because like, it's sort of like problematic. Like, yes, friends can then become lovers, and that's probably a great foundation upon which to build a relationship. But then it gets into like friendship isn't like a step on
the ladder,
like romantic escalator. Yeah. And friendship is something that's valuable in and of itself. And we didn't really see, I agree that we didn't really see that there were sparks, but if we had seen that there were more sparks, then maybe it would have been too telegraphed, although it was pretty telegraphed already. But I did appreciate, I will say, I appreciate that the mom was the voice of like, we can't.
I really, I like that too.
Right.
Like,
I liked it too.
If they didn't have her, if they didn't have her saying that, then I would have more of a problem with it. But it was like, okay, they kind of cover their bases, and then we can just have fun.
Yeah. I like that she was Christmas Carol.
Christmas Carol, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I thought they had chemistry from the beginning. But maybe, again, maybe I just, like, bought it hook, line, and sinker. And, like, you know, I just, like, set my, like, you know, paying attention and, like, looking for criticism glasses. I just, like, right. put those off.
And that's what I said to him.
I was like, hand me the popcorn. I'm just here to enjoy.
Well, then when we watched the holiday calendar, which we'll talk about in a second, that was also, like, you know, an example of the best friend being in love with. But there it wasn't, you know, the magic was trying to put them together. It wasn't like, you know, two nieces meddling and being like, no, we know what's good for you.
Yeah, that was a little bit weird. Like, I enjoyed the nieces, but also I agree it was a little bit weird for them to be like.
They were very pushy.
We want you to be together. Yeah.
But I said, I loved it.
Also, a trope in that kind of movie. Like, right. I think if we're talking about like holiday movie tropes, that like that same concept would have been applied to any number of like hetero couples in that type of Christmas movie.
Yeah,
totally. So I think that's why it didn't rub me the wrong way. Because I'm like, oh, like they're just borrowing this from like a million other Christmas movies that have done this.
Right. On Wikipedia, it was criticized for using the Christmas tropes, but it's a Christmas movie.
Once Nick acknowledged to the dad and the cousins that he was into him, it kind of like was like, oh, okay. Like it made it like kind of justified in a way.
Mm.
I think that they just probably could have done a better job in general of showing, like, his interest. Like, you know, like the weird hand touches and the, like, you know, weird moments that they have in all those stupid Christmas movies. Yeah, having watched, you know, several Hallmark ones this season, if we want to get into tropes, Jesus. the Melissa Joan Hart one was on my list, and when it came on TV, Zachary and my mom watched it, and I noped out. I was like, I can't. This is going to be my third one today, and I can't. I'm so sorry.
But Melissa Joan Hart.
I know. I really wanted to, but I just couldn't, so they did.
Yeah, it's fair.
That being said, so I'm also on the Wikipedia page. The writer actually wrote the, executive producer, screenwriter and executive producer Chad Hodge also wrote the part of Aunt Sandy with Jennifer Coolidge in mind, saying that she was among the things that he would want to see in a gay Christmas movie.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's
love it.
Which is why she was dressed as Glinda, I'm sure, because she was a friend of Dorothy. See, I got it, guys. I was there. I enjoyed it, and I think that it's going to be groundbreaking, and I hope that just like Happiest Season, it does kind of, you know, open the doors and crack the ceiling and all that. Because it was a really fun movie. Like, again, there was a Christmas pageant called Jesus H. Christ. Like, and the way we found out it was called is Jennifer Coolidge is like, oh, Jesus H. Christ. And everyone's like, what's wrong? She goes, oh, no, that's just the name of my play.
So good.
Yeah. And yeah, I loved that they had, I think I just have to call it the Schitt's Creek effect, where everything was just, you know, presented it as life.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's just like a family that is so wholeheartedly supportive and like just loves each other and like
sometimes you just want to watch happy.
Yeah, because that's happiness. Not always that's you know life's not always that like smooth and simple and easy. But I liked that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So thumbs up. From
funny
all of us?
Tidbit.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
A funny tidbit from Wikipedia once again. Kathy and Jimmy's husband Dan Finnerty. Was cast after he wanted to join his wife in Montreal and learned that COVID-19 travel restrictions at the Canada-United States border required him to be working.
Oh.
So that's why we got that.
That's nice. Why that scene is so random. But it worked out. So two thumbs up from all of us?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really liked it. I would totally watch it again.
Me too.
Definitely.
All right, moving on, we have The Nine Lives of Christmas. So, did anybody else watch this one? It was on Amazon Prime. I rented it.
Yeah, I didn't get to it.
Okay.
I did not. This was up my alley, but I did not. I'm sorry.
It is up your alley. So, it is another, you know, terrible Christmas movie. It was a Hallmark movie to start. That being said, I loved it. It was so cute. It's from 2013 or 2014. You can tell it's that old. Like, the styles are, like, you know, 2010, which I guess, you know, makes it 2013 movie. You know, some of the dialogue and everything. Like, you can tell it's not a 2018, 19. It's a pre-Trump movie, and you can tell it's a pre-Trump holiday movie. All right?
Different era.
Yeah, if that makes any sense whatsoever. But that being said, I thought it was so adorable. As you know, as I've been saying for, like, 12 years, 15 years on podcast now, Brendan Ralph is like my celebrity crush. I think he's so hot. So yeah, I enjoyed watching it. The storyline is, you know, it's super cute. It, you know, involves a stray cat, and it's kind of 101 Dalmatian-y, where the cats fall in love first and then bring their owners together, if that is any, you know, whatever. That's cute. So, if you do, it is definitely worth your $1.99. I tried to find the sequel, the Nine Kittens of Christmas. I tried to find it streaming this year. I was going to do the trial on Hallmark, and it is not on the trial on Hallmark.
Oh no!
Which is why I didn't do the trial, because I was like, well, forget this. Why am I doing this if I'm not going to get some Brendan Ralph kitten action? Forget this.
I know. And then you're going to forget to cancel your trial, and then you're going to be paying for Hallmark, and that's just no.
Yeah. Only Amanda reacted to my Brendan Ralph kitten action.
I got you.
Thank you.
I got you.
I tried to Google him to see who this person is, but I don't know.
It's R-O-U-T-H.
Okay.
In case you were wondering. Mm-hmm. He's not, I mean, he's just average looking. I just think he's very attractive and always has. He was Superman and for like a movie with Kate Bosworth.
He had a very short stint as Superman.
Yeah. Anyway.
And they're like, then they found Henry Cavill. And they're like, oh, you're cute. But I mean, come on.
Yeah. You're like,
this guy here, he's got the chin.
Yeah.
He was literally born to be Superman.
Yeah. Literally. Aryan Prince right here. Yeah.
The comic book come to life.
Yeah, like, exactly.
He doesn't even need to be able to act. People just prop him up in a corner. He just looks like Superman.
Right? He's kind of like the James Marsden that can act. No.
James Marsden's
a better actor.
Yeah.
James Marsden's a better actor than Henry Cavill.
Yeah, Henry Cavill is not a very good...
No, he's a terrible actor because...
He's not very good.
He's the one that's in that gothic middle-aged... The Witcher, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he's terrible. I have
not seen, but it always pops up in my Netflix, like, things you might want to watch.
So Jay and I watched the first one, and Jay tapped out. I watched two more, and then I was like, I'm good. There's so many other things. Life is too short.
Life is too short to watch bad TV.
Yeah. But being said,
this Superman guy was in an episode of Gilmore Girls.
Is he now?
Just saying. The concert Interruptus, playing an attendee of the Bengals concert.
Oh, I love that episode with the Bengals concert. Every time the Bengals come on, I think of that episode, actually.
Aww. I don't think I've seen that.
Lorelai takes the girls to a Bengals concert, and they disobey
her.
They
very nearly get, like, roofied.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't, but, that's what could have happened.
Yeah, and Lorelai gets mad because she decides that she's going to be the adult. It's a whole thing. Anyway, neither here nor there. I super recommend Nine Lives of Christmas. It's so cute. And I really hope that I can watch the sequel. I hope it's streaming next year. I really want to watch it. Who watched it this year? No.
I was going to try and I didn't get to it.
Okay. So we watched it last year. My opinion still stands. Loved it.
Yeah. We'll circle back next year when hopefully there's a fourth one and maybe we'll
all caught up. Yeah, I will really try. I will really try for next year.
Okay. Please do. If a new one comes out, we're just going to make you watch it. Like, don't.
That's fair. If a new one comes out, then it will go to the very top of my list. I will watch it before I watch anything else.
There we go. And then we have the holiday calendar, which... we kind of mentioned before. It was okay.
I love me an advent calendar, but yeah, the movie itself is like...
Well, she abandons the advent calendar midway through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was funny though, because speaking about in which one was it that we were talking about? Love Hard, where it's like, what, you guys went on 3 dates and now you're dating? In the holiday calendar, it was like, wait, this is the 16th of December. This movie started no earlier than the 1st of December because of the because, you know, it's advent calendar. And in 16 days, like, she's already met someone, started dating and broke up, and they're like, know each other well enough to be sad about it. Like,
what? Yeah. Yeah.
That was fast.
Yeah. Like, I liked it because I was expecting something cheesy from watching the trailer.
Yeah.
But, like, I wouldn't be like, oh, go out of your way to watch this.
Yeah. I think that's a perfect description.
But if you need something to watch, it's cute. It is cute. Yeah.
And honestly, I had it on as I was, like, baking cookies, and I think that's kind of, like, the perfect way to watch it, because I was not paying that close of attention, but I did not need to.
Yeah. Yeah. It is cute. Like, I didn't hate it. I would give it, I guess, 2.5 out of 5. And then the only other ones that I watched that we haven't talked about, I said The Night Before Christmas, K-N-I-G-H-T, Vanessa Hudgens, cheesy, cute, all the checks, all the boxes. I think it was fun. It's worth a watch. It's, you know, it's no Christmas Prince, but I liked it though. I liked it. I'm glad that I started with it. It was the first one that we watched, and I did like it as the first one that we watched this season. If you're looking for,
it's like The Visitors meets cheesy Christmas stuff.
Yeah. If you're looking for a if you want a Vanessa Hudgens type movie, this is it. Like, it's fun. It's you know, it is what it is. I don't like
and nothing more.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Like, it's not bad. It's not bad, but, you know, it's not like a classic. Like, I liked it. And then the other two things that I watched were I did the two Hallmark movies, Christmas at Castle Heart and An Unexpected Christmas. Christmas in Castle Heart was Lacey Chabert, and it was A Night Before Christmas I'd recommend over it. But that being said, you know, it was your typical Hallmark Christmas movie. And then, we were all excited about it. And then, like, it was at the point where my sister was, like, just texting and blatantly not paying attention at points. But I like the ending. The ending had a good ending. And then the other one was An Unexpected Christmas, which I actually did enjoy and had some really funny scenes in it. So it was about this woman who was single for Christmas. Her boyfriend dumped her in October. And she had a chance. She was supposed to go to Hawaii on vacation because she had been working nonstop. Because, you know, boss girl, big one, publicist, big promotion she had been up for, blah, blah, blah. Like, had gotten it, worked really, really hard for the year, and then was going to go to Hawaii. And the day before she was supposed to leave, her boss is like, no, you have to go cover this tree lighting something, something in this town. You have to go. It's really important. So she cancels her trip. She goes to this town. And then when she gets off the train, her ex-boyfriend is there, and his sister is picking him up and thinks that they're there together, because it turns out the ex-boyfriend never told the family that they had broken up. So she's forced to stay with him and at his house, and his family doesn't know that they're broken up, and hijinks happen. So it's one of those kinds of movies. Which, I guess, I love a good movie with hijinks is what I'm trying to say. Like, plots don't have to make sense as long as there's hilarious hijinks. Like, throw in, like, an X-Lex scene and I'm down. I'm good. Like, I'm here for it.
That was good. That was really good.
But anyway, like I said, they end up together at the end. But it was the first Hallmark movie that I had watched, and I really liked it. And then the second one did not live up to it. And then, like I said before, the third one, I was like, I can't. So
yeah, that's fair.
Yeah,
that's fair. I watched Holiday in the Wild.
Oh,
which is a film from 2019.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I mean, mostly because it has Rob Lowe and Charlotte from Sex and the City, so I was like, I have to watch this.
Yeah.
It was surprisingly good, a little white savior-y. It takes place in Africa. I'm forgetting which country, and the description on Netflix doesn't specify. But no, it's fun. Rob Lowe.
All right.
And it's a little bit, like, you know, different setting, I guess, than what we're used to. I will say, though, just in general, about the holiday movies, just like a general comment. And maybe this is because I've been in a relationship for this long, but, like, does anyone actually care if people are single for Christmas? Like, that's what these movies would always have us think. And I just have never noticed anyone caring.
Yeah. I think it's just a trope in these movies.
When, you know, they're, when the plot is always the same, you have to have some sort of inciting incident.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, but it's interesting to see, like, because even Home for Christmas, like, different culture entirely. And it's the same sort of like, oh, my God, I'm going to be single on Christmas. Like,
I think it's the whole, like, idea of, like, cuffing season and, like, the holidays being so much about family and, you know, you're with family that maybe you don't see as much. So I think it maybe exacerbates insecurities. And I think oftentimes being single can be an insecurity for someone.
Gotcha.
So I think these movies kind of prey on that.
Yeah. Very interesting.
If I were to wager a guess.
Yes, I would agree. I would agree with that guess.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent explanation.
What else did you watch, Shani?
That's all for me.
Okay. Amanda?
Yeah. The 12 Dates of Christmas. That's the only other thing I watched. I'm almost done. I have two more episodes, which is confusing. So it's a dating show. It's a reality dating show about around Christmas.
Yes.
So it's all these very, like, vapid, ridiculous people in a chateau in some, you know, a castle in the mountains somewhere vaguely European. They don't really say where. And there's three heroes, a woman and two men, one of which is gay.
Okay. And yeah.
They each go on 12 dates. Well, really, it's like 11 dates.
Okay.
And they keep getting, like, dates keep getting added on, and they have to kind of pick which ones to keep and which ones to, like, vote off the island.
Okay.
But it's just so absurd. So, like, they don't know when these new dates are going to show up.
Okay.
So there's this big, like, full life advent calendar that will sort of tell them when, like, you know, when their next date is coming or when there's going to be, like, a party or when they're going to have an elimination ceremony.
Go on.
And then, like, so they're, it's just, like, utterly ridiculous. And then dates will just kind of show up. They'll be like, a bell will ring and just, like, another person will show up. here's an example.
Okay.
They were, the gay couple was, like, he was on a date with one of his, like, suitors, and they're talking, and it's this beautiful, I think they were out, like, building snowmen or, like, playing in the snow or doing something very stupid, and they're sitting and they're talking. And the camera kind of pans off to the side, and you see this very creepy snowman just out in the fields behind them. And the snowman starts moving closer to them.
What?
What?
And then it's, like, scurrying towards them, and then it lifts off its head, and it's another date. Surprise!
That's so weird.
Another date that the woman and one of her suitors went on was just walking around with alpacas.
Oh, as one does.
That was the date. They had alpacas on leashes and they were just walking them around. They didn't learn anything about them. It wasn't like they just were standing there talking, holding alpacas.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
And then, so I'm two episodes from the end. So, you know, they're essentially the whole goal of the game is to be the last one picked, and you get to go home with the hero for Christmas. You get to be their date for Christmas. Ooh. So there's two episodes left, and they've already picked the person that's going with home with them for Christmas. So we have two more episodes.
Oh my goodness.
One of which is them actually going home. And then we have this other episode, which, what's that going to be about? I don't know. Do we need it? Probably not. But did we need the whole series? Definitely not. Definitely not.
But
But I'm here for it. I'm going to watch those two episodes, and there's a second season, and I might watch that at some point, too. It is ridiculous, but I loved it.
Okay.
It was so trashy. How awkward to spend Christmas with people that you essentially don't know.
Exactly.
Well, if you're getting a lot of money for it, why not?
Yeah. It's really sure. just yeah. the most ridiculously. Oh, and it has this narrator that is really, really funny. Like, she makes the whole thing very self-aware and very, like, it's like a wink and, like, in on how stupid the whole premise is. And like, so it's clearly, like, it knows how yeah. dumb and, like, how yeah. terrible yeah, these yeah, people yeah. are. And it's very much leaning in, and it wants you to know that it knows.
Gotcha.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. If you want to just...
I might check it out. I might. Yeah. I mean, why not?
It makes me laugh in a way that, like, bad TV has not made me laugh.
Okay. Because I meant when I said when I want to rewatch Dash and Lily.
Oh, yeah.
I want to rewatch... Yeah. I want to rewatch Flight Attendant. Mm. But, you know, I'm always looking for something new and exciting.
That's the thing. It's hard to find time to rewatch things when there's always so much new content.
Ladies, I know. There's Saved by the Bell out there. That's do yourselves true. A favor.
Yes, I got to do that.
Go watch that.
I still have yeah. What We Do in the Shadows to finish.
Well,
there's
yes.
so many first. Things.
Yeah,
there's
finish so What much. We Do in the Shadows. It's great. But yeah. but so go Christmassy
that's
first.
That's one to rewatch.
Yeah, go holiday first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then Saved by the Bell is a palate cleanser. It's very
there
fun.
You go. There you go.
All right, we have one bit of feedback from Matt, but before we go into it, let's take a quick commercial break. All right, we are back, and we're ready to get into some feedback. Our email from Matt is holidaymoviesfeedback. Cool. Matt says, hey, broads, here are some holiday specials I checked out. Bebo Saves Christmas. This one is for Zach and Alex. It talks about a blue monster, a creature first seen as Tickle Me Elmo, a Tickle Me Elmo-type toy on the show Legends of Tomorrow, as he and some friends head to the North Pole to save Christmas. Santa's shop is under new management, and they're forgoing the split of the holidays in favor of form letters and efficient soulless robots. It's cute and is unrelated to the Arrowverse shows it's spun off from. All right, good to know. Zoe's Extraordinary Christmas. The Roku Insurrection of the beloved but little-seen NBC
drama. Resurrection.
What? What did I say?
Resurrection. Insurrection.
Oh, shit.
That January 6th on your mind.
We're getting close. Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. The Roku Resurrection of the beloved but little seen NBC musical dramedy gives the charming series a fitting finale as the title character tries to host an amazing Christmas for her family and how things don't quite work out. Roku said they may bring it back for more if this is successful, but I'm prepping myself for this being the end, and if that's the case, it's a good note to go out on. And while I teased you about not seeing my recommendations last year, Anna and the Apocalypse and
Joyeux Noël
are worth it if you want some alternatives to the usual holiday fare. And Elf's third act is still trash. Happy holidays, Matt.
Matt, I've seen Joyeux Noël. I feel like we've talked about this before on the podcast. I saw that years ago.
We did. We talked about this last time. He brought it up last year.
It is good. It is not the popcorn trash that most of the movies we just talked about are. So you'd have to like be in the mood for something a little bit more heavy.
But you think Jay would like it? I opened a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a real movie. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Not that the other ones aren't real movies, but you know what I mean.
They're not, though.
It's cinema.
Yes, it's cinema. Yes,
it's exactly. A film, not a movie.
It's a film. There we go.
Well, awesome. Yeah. Thank you, Matt. If anybody has any feedback about any of these movies, we would love to talk about it. We're recording our next new episode tomorrow, so before you hear this. And then we will have our bloopers episode out probably on January 7th, and then we will be back to record a new episode on January 11th. So if any feedback, give us a call or 331-276-2373 or email us thebroadcasters3@gmail.com or, you know, put it in the Facebook group when we post the show link or Instagram or however you want to. Just, you know how to get it to us at this point. I had fun. Thank you to the patrons, especially the ones that contribute a certain level, and that would be Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Ringer, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, and Ed the Creepy Mailman. We appreciate it. I don't know what I'm going to call this episode.
Last year was a ho-ho.
Ho-ho holiday movies.
I don't know. I feel like it will come to you. It always does.
It always does.
Yeah. I do feel like it, like something, didn't we talk last time about the Broads switched again?
We did, but I didn't write it down, and that was on me.
Abroad for Christmas? No, I don't know.
I think we'll find it. It's in there somewhere.
I was trying to think if there's a single all the way, jingle all the way, mingle all the way. I don't know, pun, but we'll figure it out. Yeah. Like, it's only Sunday. I've got like 2 extra days to Exactly. On that note, though, thank you guys for joining us. This has been fun as always. I love watching the movies and I love talking about them. And there are still so many more on Netflix and Hulu and Amazon Prime that we haven't even gotten to. Ones that I'm sure are just as cheesy, if not more so, than the holiday calendar. Like, I really want to watch that Christmas Inheritance movie. The one...
Oh, my God.
Right?
Our algorithms are all fucked.
Right? They're all fucked. Yeah, no, the California...
It's going to take months for them to recover.
Months. The California Christmas one, or whatever it's called. The one where it's like Christmas on like the small city street, blah, blah, blah. Like, there's many that pop up and I kind of want to watch them all. And that's a problem. But on that note, thank you for, I don't know. Thanks for playing, guys. We'll see you soon. On that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
Ho, ho, ho. Know me better, man. Ho, ho, ho. The night before our last episode is filmed. Oh.
Wait till you see what I'm wearing tomorrow for our live show.
Oh, I can't wait.
Just going to say, I'm super excited that I decided to do the Secret Santa this year.
Oh, no. Is there a gauntlet thrown?
It's pretty cute. I'm pretty excited.
Oh, shit. There's a gauntlet. All right. I'm going to go buy reindeer ears tomorrow. That's it. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye. Bye.